Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Cauveri Seeds Company's Q3 and 9-month FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note, joining us today on this call, Mr. Mithun Chand, Executive Director. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risk and uncertainties. For a list of such considerations, please refer to the earnings presentation. I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Mithun Chand. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome, everyone, to our Quarter 3, 9-month Financial Year 26 earnings conference call. We hope you have had a chance to review the presentation of our results, which is also available on our website. I would touch upon the operational and financial performance of the company and then open the floor for the question-and-answer session. Highlights: revenue from operations has registered a growth of 16.94% to 1,221.56 crores as compared to 1,044.61 crores in 9-month Financial Year 25. EBITDA was at 358.39 crores as compared to 324.78 crores, registered a growth of 10.35%. Net profit was at 308.91 crores as compared to 294.46 crores, grown by 4.9%. For the Quarter 3 Financial Year 26, revenue from operations was at 173.65 crores, registered a growth of 16.08% from rupees 154.77 crores. EBITDA was at 25.38 crores as compared to 25.09 crores, registered a growth of 1.14%. Net profit was at 7.46 crores. Cash and books stood at 309 crores as against 409 crores. We are happy to declare a good set of quarterly numbers. Maize and selection-wise volumes both had resulted in good revenue growth. Had there been a good rate support in maize during the Quarter 3 Financial Year 26, we would have delivered better profitability growth during the 9 months of our operations. Having said that, this is a good indication for next year's performance as we are able to clock better growth rates across our best-performing segments like rice, maize, and vegetables. Our investments in expanding plant capacities and increased spending in R&D is going to contribute for increasing share of new products in both cotton and non-cotton segments. The demand spike and increasing acreages of maize, hybrid rice, and selection rice and vegetables are going to be major drivers in the years to come. This year, commercially, maize prices were hovering around 1,200-1,600% against 1,200 in the previous year, which affected Rabi maize cultivation in early markets like Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Gujarat, and Karnataka. The increasing areas of mustard and our continuous focus on bringing new varieties in is paying off, and this is going to be a stable, sellable business in the next couple of years for us. We are able to convert volumes of non-cotton seeds into revenues growth due to good realizations and increasing market share and leadership in some of the leading segments where the company has good dominance in the market. During the quarter, volumes of non-cotton hybrids increased by 6.1%, and revenues increased by 13%, and volumes as well as revenues of cotton seed have registered a growth. Research paddy has grown by 51% in volumes, whereas vegetable seeds have grown by 5% in volume. Sunflower has grown by 94% in volume, and mustard has grown by 64% in volume. Our efforts in entering into newer international markets in the last 5 years and increasing registration of our seeds in these countries are expanding at ground level and delivering good results on our export front. Exports have witnessed steep growth of 86% in revenue during the current quarter and continue to grow, and every year would be better than the previous year unless there is going to be any major unforeseen disruption in these markets. As for our 9-month results, we are witnessing continuous growth in increasing contribution of new products. cotton sales continue to impact by increased illegal cotton and high cost of production. All rice segments are doing well, both on volumes and revenue front. We are able to maintain hybrid rice volumes in spite of restrictions in state of Punjab, which has been the largest market for us. It has been one of the largest markets for us, whereas revenues of hybrid rice increased by 17.9%. Selection rice volumes increased by 7% and revenues increased by 14.2%. Main volumes increased by 21% and revenues increased by 42.6%. Vegetable seeds volumes increased by 9.5%, whereas revenue increased by 11.4%. During the next quarter, we are expecting major growth in spring maize in Bihar, UP and Punjab. Similarly, expecting growth in summer millet in Gujarat, Rajasthan, Western UP. I would now open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Amit Agicha from HJ Hawaiian Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So what percentage of annual revenue is currently reinvested into R&D and breeding, and how should this trend evolve?
As of now, our spend is in between 8 to 10% of our total revenue, both including revenue and capex. Going forward, they should stabilize at this rate. It's still lower than what we have spent in the last year because most of the capex is already done there.
And how many new hybrids are expected to be commercialized annually across cotton, maize and rice?
That's a continuous activity. We don't rank by number, but each and every segment, we have very good pipeline hybrids. Like we have more than 200 hybrids in our portfolio. Each segment has got a different pipeline. So it's very difficult to track the number, but yes, in terms of major crops like rice, maize, and cotton, we have at least 8 to 10 hybrids which are really doing well.
So can I put some color on, like, what is the typical gestation period like from lab research to commercial launch?
Basically, it's a very time-taking process. As we are there in the industry for the last many years, we are able to give hybrids in a very continuous manner. But to start, to begin with now, is something, if some person starts now, if everything goes right at the first way, it's at least 8 to 10 years to get a hybrid. So we have a very long gestation time.
Thank you for answering the question, sir. I'll join back if I have more questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Dhruv Sara from Bohead India Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mitul sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. So I just wanted to understand, why are Q3 gross margins like down almost 500 basis points year on year? And, you know, they're nearly at multi-year lows if I look at Q3 in the past as well. So, two, three key reasons for this?
Q3 is upon, yes.
Hello, sorry.
Hello.
Yes, sir, can you hear me?
I'm sorry, sir, but your line is breaking.
Am I audible? Sorry. Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Are you talking about the gross margins for the consolidated or the, yeah? Both,
yeah.
We this time we have explained that the cost of production was a bit high when compared to the previous years, and especially like crops like cotton, and even that has impacted to some extent as we were not able to pass on everything to the farmer. That we already mentioned in the first quarter result, where we have seen impact. When you talk about this quarter, the gross margins fell by 4%. Compared to previous year, which is in line with the consolidated one.
So the key reasons in this quarter, so given that, you know, cotton has a very low salience this quarter, why would gross margins have fallen this quarter specifically?
Even in maize and rice, the cost of production is a bit higher than compared to the previous years.
Okay.
And usually we used to sell higher in terms of high rates in Rabi, but we were not able to pass it on to the farmer this time. So that 2-3% has impacted this quarter, but it will not continue going forward because the production prices have already stabilized now. We don't see that going forward.
All right. And so secondly, you know, you spoke about cash at 210 crores versus 410 in the previous quarter. So, sir, has there been further investment in working capital, you know, either due to inventory or debtors, and do you see this normalizing going ahead in Q4?
Yes, if you see the overall inventory levels, if you take the overall cash flow, like the majority of that, close to 200 crores plus has been into the inventory. And even the trade, even the inventories are higher, payables are also lower when compared to the previous year. So I think once the season goes on, it will normalize it. And we have built the inventory, that's the reason we have seen some sort of a fresh output towards building up the inventory. And some towards the capex, but not much.
So lastly, sir, you know, I wanted to get your sense on the cost of production, so you know, for the coming season across cotton and non-cotton crops. So now that, you know, you would have received a lot of the cotton stock for the next season, so how is the next season looking like, especially for all of these cotton maize and rice, on both cost of production and the general outlook on the season?
Basically, when you compare to year-on-year basis, compared to last year to this year, the cost of production has not gone up. In some cases, it has in fact gone down when compared to the previous years. Even though if the costs are stable, then anyway we will increase the prices to some extent that can be absorbed. So it will normalize to what it used to be earlier, than between that 45% to 48%.
All right, I'll get back to you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sanya Jain from Care PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My first question was for the non-cotton segment. The other crops category has shown a strong growth at 59%. Could you please elaborate what are the key drivers behind this growth? Is this export led?
It's a combination of all the crops. Other crops include like wheat, mustard, bajra, sunflower, everything comes in the other crops. So the mustard and wheat moves in this segment. That's the reason we have seen a good growth in the other crop segment.
Okay. Could you provide the revenue breakup for this segment?
We don't have the revenue breakup as of now, but overall it's a very small portion when compared to the overall revenues, because more than 80% of the revenues are contributed by three crops, maize, cotton and rice. So the very small segment which comes in a very few quarters, especially like the third and fourth quarter.
Okay.
But I'll try to provide the number whenever we speak till next time.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to understand, we mentioned in the investor presentation that research study volumes grew by 51%. What constitutes of research study?
A research study is nothing but a study which with our varieties which are developed by our own company.
And this is not included in paddy phase?
Sorry?
So and
there
this
are two
was
types
not...
of paddy, one is hybrid paddy. There are two types of paddy, one is hybrid paddy, what we report, and the research paddy. Both are in the paddy segment. Research paddies are varieties, whereas hybrid paddies are hybrids. That's the only difference.
Okay.
So we
have
a split of it.
Okay. And just the last question, what are the, your views on the draft seed bill for 2025, and has there been any recent developments or updates, and what could be the potential impact of it on the industry or on the company?
No, the new seed bill, a lot of the things are trying to be addressed. One nation, one license, most of the licenses are decentralized now, proper registration of the hybrids, proper research, proper documentation, everything is coming in new CLAC. So it will be very organized market, and it will be very helpful for the farmers. And most of the things, we are still debating on some facts, but overall, it looks good when compared with the previous one.
Any recent updates that has happened?
No, the draft is circulated within the industry, and we all have submitted the comments, and most more or less, they should be passed anytime. Maybe one round of discussion or so.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Amit Agija from HG Hawa & Company as a follow-up question. Please proceed.
Thank you for the follow-up, sir. So with over 300 crore cash, like what is the capital allocation priority, like any inorganic like opportunities or dividend buybacks, or what is the company's plan?
In the previous year, we had done all dividend, anyway, we are giving it. We were used to do all the buybacks in the last years. This year, because we were building up the inventory, as we have seen some sort of a liquidity, I'm going to say the cash got stuck in these activities. So, we have not taken any decision on it, but in terms of the organic growth, we are open for it. Because as it is a very temporary situation what we are facing as of now, but maybe in the next 3 to 6 months, the cash will be the free cash what we generate. So that we are open for inorganic growth even as of now. But in terms of the buybacks, that have a meeting in the first quarter, the follow-up quarter, then we will share about the buyback thing. We will take a decision on the buyback.
And the last question, sir. How is the company strengthening farmer loyalty and repeat usage like in a highly competitive seed market? Like, are there any plans to digitize the farmer engagement, demand forecasting or dealer analytics?
That's already, we have done it, most of that is digitalized now. We have the huge database of the only farmers, follow-ups are already there. We have digital marketing network, we have huge social media networks for that. We track everything from demand generation to the crop harvest.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you answering my questions and all the best for the future. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Sahil Malhotra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My question is with respect to the demand received from income tax authorities. In two consecutive years, we have received a demand. In 1 year, we received a demand for 56 crores, and second year, we received a demand for 70 crores. So, I would like to get an update. What is the how the management is pursuing this cases, and whether in future we are getting this exemption from the tax authorities for the agriculture income or not? Whether any provisions have been made in this regard or not?
The commissioner appeals. Once we get the outcome of the appeal, we'll update the status.
Sir, whether any provisions we have made for this demand, 56 crore and 70 crores?
Provisions, we have made the appeal payment for that. Otherwise, is like we are saying it's in contingent liability.
As such, no provisions have been made till now?
No, because we have cash, we have not made any provisions for that.
Okay, and when we are likely to get the update, because like one case was in 2024 and this case also around 9 months back. So when we are likely to get an update on these two cases?
Basically, there are three cases pending at the appeal stage. It's been almost like 2.5 years there. Probably it should come back in the next 6 months or so, because the hearings are going on, the proceedings are going on. That should come back.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Anurag Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, please.
Sir, one question is a follow-up on the previous one regarding the cash. There is a dip in cash. So how has the receivable moved during the last 1 year? And because male seeds is the one which has grown significantly compared to other seed varieties. So is there some significant, sales to government agencies, government corporations for male seeds? Is that leading to a build-up in receivables?
Not much. If you see actual receivables as of now, at the end of 31st December, last year it was close to 175 odd crores. this year is close to 250 odd crores. Just 75 crores have gone up because the sale is also higher in these quarters. So we are just waiting for that. But we don't see any government portion in it. Very insignificant portion of government in it. We are not worried about that. As a company policy, we provide anything more than 2 years as banded. We don't carry it.
Okay. And for export, how do the receivables work? Are the receivables outstanding for
No, usually we work on LCs. We don't give any credit there. Very few cases.
Okay. So the receivables would be pertaining to our domestic sales only, not for the exports?
Majority of the domestics, we don't see any difficulty in getting it. And the year end it will get transferred. Usually at the year end the outstanding are in between 80 to 90 crores or something like that. It should come back to those levels.
And sir, like 2 years ago, you know, there was some outstanding receivable with government corporation which was unpaid, and so the company had made a provision for it, but the company was still pursuing it with the government corporation for payment. So what was the outcome of that?
Still we have pending payments there. We received some 3 or 4 crores. We are trying to get it. We are doing that. But it is all provided in the provisions.
Yes, sir. That part I understand. That is what provided. And sir, another question is, you know, there has been a sharp dip in maize prices.
Hmm.
So, for the farmers also, not for the wheat, but for the maize prices. So, in light of that, do you expect there would be some correction in the volume for maize next year because of the sharp dip in prices, or do you expect the maize volumes to remain stable next year?
We think maize volume should remain good and healthy, and because the acreages are going up and the usage is also going up. I do agree that the maize prices are down. In fact, it went down to as low as 1200 to 1250, 1300 close. But right now it's close to 1800 to 1900 rupees. Anything above 2000, near to 2000 is a good price for maize.
Okay. And what would be the price at which the farmer would break even? Like, at what price the farmer would break even?
No, farmer will definitely break even. But in terms of what returns he may seek, if anything close to 2000 is a good return for him.
Okay. Alright, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Reminder to all the participants, if anyone would like to ask a question, may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Dhruv Saraf from Mohit India Fund as a follower. Please proceed.
Mithun sir, you know, the last 2 years have been good for maize acreages. And, you know, a lot of companies have spoken in the past about there being a shortage of inventory. Do you see that, you know, going next season, now that everyone knows that maize is the hot crop and acreages are going up, is there a chance that the market could see, you know, increased supply and hence there could be pricing pressure for the industry and for yourself as well for next season and beyond?
That's what happened this quarter itself. Because last year, by seeing the demand for the maize, everyone has produced more inventory, including us. All the industry players have produced more inventory. That's the reason the prices are also up in terms of the production cost. And there was a huge availability of inventory in the second half now. That's one of the reasons why we couldn't pass it on to the farmer, and that also made some dent in our revenues. But it will normalize now. It will normalize now because everyone has the inventory and everyone knows that.
Okay, so do you not see the risk of, you know, extra inventory flooding for Kharif 26 as well?
I don't see that because already it's there in the inventory. Everyone, as an industry, we all know that the inventory will be available.
Okay.
And so everyone is working on that in the parameters.
Not a lot of companies have taken aggressive production for next season, you are saying?
No. In fact, for this year itself, the current running year, 25-26 financial year, most of the companies have taken aggressive production. And that has resulted in extra cost of production for all the companies. When you see the Rabi for the second, third quarter results, what we are talking about, when we see the maize market, most of the companies have got huge inventory and it was heavily flooded in the market.
Okay. Understood.
already the prices and the what we used to sell, it had been stabilized. And the reason we were not able to pass it on to the farmer, and that's what one of the factors why the cost of production has gone up for us when compared to the normal years.
Wonderful, sir. And sir, the cotton season, the cotton crop for the last year must have been harvested, sir. So have you received any feedback in terms of, your performance of new products? You've seen products like the new Tuti product is launched. How has the market feedback been for them?
Our products have really done well, performed well, and we will see that good set of growth numbers coming in the next couple of years, starting from 26-27. I mean, to say like June 26. We'll get to see good revenue increase in that.
And finally, on cotton itself, so do you see any increase in illegal seed ratio? Or do you see the volume going up again for illegal
seed? See that, it will be in the same level as what increase in that. It should be very sideways.
Okay.
We'll have a good, basically because we'll be taking some other market share. Basically because of the performance of the hybrid.
Okay, sure. Thank you,
sir. Good night. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Reminder, ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Jasmine Sodhi from Wealth Advice.
Yeah, so congratulations on these numbers, first of all. Since we were just on the subject of inventory, I would like to specifically ask about the cotton inventory. Although I feel this must be an industry-wide problem, because everyone is seeing a decline in cotton sales because of the illegal ST sales. So what is our position of cotton inventory? Do we see any risk?
No, as of now, we will be to the end of the season, by available for the next season, will be in between 8 to 9 million packets for us, which is in line with our anticipation. And as a cotton seed, most of the hybrids are, in our case, most of the hybrids, what we have produced, are new hybrids. So that, they will have a life at least for the next 3 to 5 years. So definitely we'll be liquidating them. So we don't see any threat in that. In fact, we'll be taking new production for this year also, which starts in the month of May, June of 26.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Reminder, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we'll conclude the call. Thank you so much for joining the call. For any other information, please be in touch with Mr. Rama Naidu from Internet PR on 99202096 23. I repeat, 99202096 23. On behalf of Kaveri Seeds Company Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.